Facebook user data leaks online for free. Did the Ubiquiti breach actually have to do with customer data, and why you should not download video game cheat codes? All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for April 6, 2021. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Apologies for not having an episode last week. I had to deal with an emergency water leak.
So somebody stuck a nail through our pipe when they installed this house.
But don't worry, all is well now, and we do have a bunch of security news happening this week, so let's go ahead and get right into it. Onto the news. Over the weekend, a good 553 million users of Facebook had their data leaked onto a hacker forum for anyone to download. That's roughly 20% of Facebook's total users. It was first discovered by Alan Gall of the Hudson Rock security firm, who notified the public via Twitter about 3 months ago. So why are we hearing about it now? Well, while it was first reportedly available as a downloaded leak of data back in January, that was only for paying criminals. Now that data is available for free of charge, which means that it is likely going to be a treasure trove for criminals. The data on users included phone numbers, Facebook IDs, full names, date of birth, and more, like gender, location, past location, job statuses, and sometimes email addresses, account creation date, relationship status, and bios. The data includes users from 106 different countries, of which 32 million users are located in the US. Now, according to Facebook, all of this data is from a previously known breach from 2019, which was patched in August of 2019. But even though the data is around 1.5 to 2 years old, depending on the timeline, it is rare that users will actually update things like their phone number, their full name, or their date of birth. That means that it could still be used for identity theft or phishing or social engineering. The phone number alone could be used for SIM swapping, and it's likely that most of the users on there do not have a separate secret number just used for two-factor authentication, or they may not have already upgraded to using 2FA applications or tokens instead of just using SMS. So this is not great for Facebook, who just a few days before this news went public, they posted a privacy-related blog entry about giving users more control over their newsfeed and what they could share in updates and with whom. Huh. Troy Hunt of Have I Been Pwned, that's owned with a P, did include the dataset on Have I Been Pwned website, so you can enter your email address to find out if it was a part of the breach. So whether or not yours or a friend or family member's account was a part of this breach, it's always wise to use two-factor authentication, check account settings routinely for holes in security, use a password manager and unique passwords for each site, and limit your data exposure, i.e., don't overshare. You can also deactivate or delete your Facebook account entirely. Back in January, Ubiquiti, who manufactures and sells networking equipment, reported to customers that their systems had been compromised by an attacker, but user accounts weren't targeted or affected. Now, according to a whistleblower who was involved in the original incident response, Ubiquiti found a backdoor back in December of 2020 that gave the attacker admin access to their AWS accounts and databases. The attacker allegedly was able to obtain access by stealing credentials from an employee's LastPass account. They removed this backdoor, and the attacker tried to extort the company by saying that they also stole source code. Now, Ubiquiti did not pay up, and they found another backdoor and removed that one as well, and they also forced all their employees to change their credentials. All of this news came out around January 11th, but now the whistleblower included more additional information. So the whistleblower also said Ubiquiti allegedly did not have a logging system set up, so they could not actually know what data an attacker had access to. They claimed the breach was actually quite massive, and user data was actually compromised. So who is to be believed in this story? Well, Ubiquiti has confirmed that it was targeted in the extortion, but they did not confirm that user data was accessed or source code was stolen. The company also stated that third parties hired for the investigation did not find evidence that user data was targeted or accessed. Ubiquiti is currently working with law enforcement on this attack. But if what the whistleblower said is indeed the case, that they did not keep any logs of their data, then they would not be able to prove or disprove that customer data was accessed. So saying that they didn't have evidence that customer data was accessed would be true, but it would not be the whole complete story. Now, with all of that said, many consumers have rightfully complained recently since Ubiquiti is now forcing users to set up cloud accounts whenever they go through their setup, similar to how Windows 10 now requires a Microsoft account when you go through that setup. But TLDR, there are ways around the Windows 10 thing, but that's a tangent for a whole nother day and a whole nother video. Many are concerned that this opens up their account to security risks associated with using cloud services. So even if Ubiquiti customer data was not accessed, it would still be smart to remove old profiles and recreate new ones, disassociate profiles from devices, update your firmware, reset those passwords, enable two-factor authentication if you have not already, disable any cloud accounts or remote access that you don't really need, all of the things, just to stay on the safe side. Real quick, I want to say a big shout out to my Hush Puppy Perk Level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos and for the support as usual. And a quick shout out to Daniel B, LoadHigh818, Gary P, and Wheels for joining the ThreatWire Alliance and as always for supporting the show. And a big shout out to all the folks who chose to upgrade their perk level this week. I appreciate all of you. We are a step closer to a new audio podcast. We are almost there. We're super close. And introducing that new reoccurring merchandise just for patrons. So thank you so much. I really appreciate all the support that y'all have been showing over on Patreon. So now, beware, Call of Duty cheaters. You could be putting malware on your own computer. According to a report by Activision Research, a hacking tool is being promoted for use against gamers as it's masquerading as a cheat for Call of Duty Warzone. It's actually a dropper, which is a type of malware that basically just drops a payload onto a targeted device. It can install whatever type of malware is embedded within it, which could include stealing credentials. Another goal could be crypto mining. Activision Research dubbed this malware COD Dropper version 0.1, and the full report is linked below in the description. The video game industry has a history of being targeted in cybercrimes, with both players and industry companies being hit. In this case, in March of 2020, a criminal posted a free method to spread a remote access Trojan, or a RAT, relying on a victim disabling several security protections on place in their machine. Now, the RAT is advertised as a Call of Duty cheat, and although the original post was removed from forums it was posted in, it was also advertised via YouTube and other means as well, so people did actually check this out and download it. The actual dropper is a .NET application that executes and requests the user to agree to run the program with admin privileges through UAC, which is the user account control. It's labeled as cheatengine.exe, and whenever you save it locally, a VB script is created. The threat actor can then customize the malware to fit their needs. Now, since game cheats often require the same kind of access control, a cheater may think that this is completely normal and run the program anyway. I have been filming a bunch of consumer-friendly security and privacy videos over on my own channel pretty lately, so youtube.com/ShannonMorse is the place to check out if you want to see those. Subscribe to my channel for more of that kind of content, and with that, do not forget to like and subscribe to this channel as well. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet.